So hi there, my name is James Clark and I work on the Windows Developer Platform team.
And my name is Peter Feltz and I work on the same team.
And we're here today to talk to you a little bit about high DPI in Windows. So Peter, to kick this off, why don't you give us a little bit of historical context around this topic?
Sure. So in the past, your computer was stationary. You had a computer on a desk and you had a monitor or two monitors, and they were all the same number of dots per inch, DPI. But as technology improved, you started to see computers being used in ways that they weren't used previously. Laptops, docking, undocking, RDP. And all of these new scenarios put requirements on desktop frameworks that they weren't designed for in the past. So what that means is that desktop applications, not UWPs, you know, we're talking about desktop, Win32, WinForms, things like that. Those applications wouldn't, these desktop frameworks that were designed in the past weren't updated to handle these new scenarios. And that resulted in applications being blurry or applications being sized incorrectly.
And this is specifically like as DPIs have gone up and up, and you know, originally it was 100 or 96, and it then, you know, has gone up and up over the years. And so really these apps have kind of not been able to move forward and adapt.
Right. You as a developer weren't even able to do anything most of the time because the frameworks that you rely on from Microsoft weren't updated to give you that support. So in Windows 8.1, we added a new functionality called per monitor DPI awareness. And since then, we've been improving that functionality. What that does is it enables you as a developer to make an application handle these dynamic DPI changing situations. Some common scenarios, like I mentioned, are docking and undocking. So I have a high DPI laptop and I connect it to a low DPI external monitor, and I move my applications back and forth, or vice versa. Or I RDP in, I remote desktop in from a computer of a different resolution, a different DPI, that can trigger a DPI change.
Got it.
And we've been adding new functionality with the goal of making it less expensive for you to update your application. Because ultimately, your application needs to be updated to handle these new sizes.
Makes sense.
So we've been going after the big blockers and trying to reduce the cost for you. In the anniversary update, we offered a new functionality that enabled you to have Windows scale part of your application while you handled the main scaling. And we also enabled like non-client area, you know, your caption bar and your scroll bars to scale, because that was a really big blocker preventing you from updating your application.
And those things that were really motivated by things we found as we tried to update apps in Windows, and we realized we have to make them available to developers.
Yeah, exactly. In the first version of Windows 10, we updated File Explorer to become a per monitor aware application, and we ran into lots of these challenges that you would hit. So we took those lessons and turned the requirements into features.
Awesome.
So let's talk a little bit about the kind of problems that you see with these dynamic DPI changing situations. What I'm showing here is a desktop screenshot of Windows 10 where the primary monitor was low DPI and I moved my Windows to a high DPI monitor.
Okay.
And the type of things you see is some applications just don't scale properly at all. These applications, they kind of are still, they're scaling as if they think they're still on the primary monitor, the low resolution monitor.
So they're telling Windows that they know how to scale and they're kind of actually not scaling.
Right, this class of application exactly is telling us, hey, I'm taking care of scaling, don't scale me. But then they're not following through and scaling.
Right.
What we see most commonly is applications that only scale to one DPI. We call those system DPI aware. But when the DPI changes, they don't rescale. And though when that happens, Windows will step in and bitmap stretch their UI to be scaled properly.
So it looks beautiful and crisp on my Surface. I drag it over onto a secondary display that's a different DPI, and suddenly we have to actually apply a bitmap stretch.
Right, and that results in the application UI being physically sized correctly as you would expect, but can be blurry.
Got it.
And as you can see here, we have PowerPoint next to Word, and the UI, the controls are different on the same monitor. And then there's also this other category of just things in Windows which don't scale properly. The desktop icons, the tooltips, and watermark on the desktop. So those are things that, the kind of problems that you'll run into, not only as a developer, but as a user of Windows.
Cool. So what are we doing about it? Why don't you tell us what we're up to in the Creators update?
Yeah, happy to. So there's a lot of cool stuff coming in the Creators update. In a little bit of background, in previous to the anniversary update, when we introduced sub-process DPI awareness, your DPI awareness of your application was monolithic to that to the whole process. So if you were per monitor aware, if you were unaware, if you were system aware, every UI in your application had to conform to that constraint. Well, as I mentioned, we found new requirements when we were working on File Explorer, and we made sub-process awareness, which let you have different DPI scaling modes for each top-level window in your process. Okay. And we do that with a concept called a DPI awareness context. Not a DPI awareness mode, we call it a context when you're doing sub-process DPI scaling. In the creators update, we're introducing a new context called per monitor version 2, which enables a whole bunch of niceties for DPI scaling that you as a developer will need when you're updating your application. So you don't have to go in and do a lot of things manually yourself.
And we'll talk about that in a sec, a little
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Another cool thing that we're doing is we have a feature which will automatically scale, DPI scale, GDI-based content in a process. So this is pretty cool, because what it results in is, without recompiling an application, your text and GDI primitives can be rendered crisply. Now, it doesn't work for everything. It's not a solution to all DPI scaling problems. Bitmaps are still blurry, and if you have mixed content, such as DX content or something in your application, we still bitmap stretch that. So it's not a silver bullet.
And this one is specific to apps that are written using GDI.
Correct.
Not GDI Plus, for example.
Not GDI Plus.
Not DX, et cetera.
Not DX, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But we'll look at those for future releases.
What else have you got for us?
We have some cool WinForms improvements.
Okay.
So if you're making an application based off of WinForms, there's going to be a bunch of DPI and per monitor DPI scaling improvements. Your controls will look better. Your application will scale properly on a per monitor basis. And we have new events in WinForms that are related to DPI scaling.
Oh, great. So if you want to tune it even further, you can actually go subscribe to those events and then actually go
make
it look perfect. Yep. Great.
So that's good news. And we're also looking at this not just from your perspective as a developer, but also from your perspective as a user of Windows. Mm-hmm. In that screenshot earlier, I showed that there were some things in Windows itself that didn't scale. The two of the cool things that we're announcing in the Creators Update is, one, the desktop icons will finally scale on a per monitor basis.
Hurrah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So if you're in extend mode, if you've got multiple monitors with different DPIs, you no longer have to look at huge or tiny desktop icons on the other monitors. And also, not only scaling, but we've also improved the logic for how we position desktop icons when you dock, undock, and go back to extend mode.
Great, to make it more resilient and to really kind of handle these multi-DPI scenarios much better.
Yeah, the goal is that when you're going through these changing modern scenarios, that your desktop icons will be where you expect them to be.
Great.
And Internet Explorer, not Edge. Edge doesn't have DPI scaling problem, but Internet Explorer will have its UI scaled properly in the Creators Update. Previous to the Creators Update, Internet Explorer on a DPI change would scale its content, so your web page would look proper, but the buttons and the Chrome and the scroll bars and whatnot around Internet Explorer would not DPI scale. So they would be super tiny or super big, which could get annoying when you're using it all day.
So for line of business enterprise users who need to use Internet Explorer on their intranets to hit their internal applications, this will now work a lot better in high DPI context.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
So do you want to show us a little bit more about some of these features? We'd love to sort of learn more and see some demos, maybe.
Yeah. Let's talk about the per monitor version 2.
Great.
So per monitor version 2 is a DPI awareness context, not a DPI awareness mode. So it's something you use with sub-process DPI awareness.
So I can apply it to different windows, can have different contexts.
Right. You could have an application with some of the UI, one top-level window being per monitor version 2, and another top-level window being system.
Great.
So Windows would scale it.
Great. And this allows developers to really incrementally adopt some of these things and kind of focus in on the key aspects of their UI that are most important to them.
Right. If you have an application where you have a main UI, like maybe a CAD program or something, and then it opens up secondary UIs such as settings pages or print dialogues or something, you probably don't have time or resources to get all of those to scale properly. So for those secondary UIs, the less important UIs, you can say, okay, for now, have Windows scale them, and I'll get back to scaling them later. But I'm going to focus my time and money on the main window and get that to scale properly.
Makes a lot of sense.
So that's what sub-process awareness does. With per monitor version 2, there's new functionality that comes with it. In Per Monitor version 1, when a DPI change occurred, your top level window was notified of the DPI awareness change, the DPI change, but your child windows weren't notified at all. So it was up to you as a developer to go trigger all those. And now, in applications with top level and child level windows, all of the child level windows will be notified, hey, the DPI changed in their WinProc. So if they have layout code that they need to run on DPI change, they'll be notified. It makes sense. It a little bit easier for you as a developer. You also get a dialog scaling. So if you have a Win32 dialog, not a window, but if you have a Win32 dialog from a dialog template, create dialog that you called, those dialogs will automatically DPI scale. Now there's a catch where if you have custom layout code in your dialog that is outside of the dialog template, we can't scale that for you automatically. But you can go in and update that code if you don't have
to go update the bits that would actually be handled.
You don't have to update everything else that'll be handled by the system, right? And then in the anniversary update, we offer the ability to have non-client area scale properly, menu bars, not caption area, not scroll bars, stuff that Windows would draw, but you had to call that from a special API, and you had to do it at WMNC create, and wow. You know, it was doable. It was great that you were unblocked, but now it's just automatic if you're using this DPI awareness context per monitor version 2.
Fantastic. So have you got a demo you can show us of this?
Yeah, let's do it. So I'm going to switch over to an application. I created a per monitor version 1 application, Win32, raw Windows programming. And it is relatively unimpressive. As you can see, it has some static controls, a checkbox, a radio button, and a push button. And when I move this application to the other monitor, you can see that the non-client area scaled, and my code ran to scale the text and the font and the size of the controls. But look at these checkboxes. Look at the radio buttons. Those are still rendering at the DPI of
the primary. They look a bit too big to me.
They're too big. They're rendering at this DPI of my primary monitor. And there was nothing really nothing you could do about this other than owner drawing the control, which kind of defeats the purpose of using a common control. With Per Monitor version 2, you get, actually, let me run that again and show, I need to show the dialog not scaling properly. So Per Monitor version 1, I'm going to click this button and create a dialog. And this dialog here, you can see.
That looks a bit big to me.
Yeah. See what it's doing? It's scaling to the DPI of the primary monitor. Okay, so let's go ahead and close this. Now I go back to my application manifest, and I'm not changing any actual, you know, code here. I'm just going to this manifest and I'm saying, you know what? I want this guy to be per monitor version 2. And I run the application.
So simple manifest change.
Mm-hmm. Simple manifest change. Now here's my application again. I drag it over. Now,
that's better.
You see these controls, these things that Windows are drawing, they are scaling properly.
That looks much better, yep.
And when I open this dialog, it is rendering natively. And it's not being DWM scaled. It's natively rendering at the right size.
So again, this is really, you know, giving a whole bunch of things that should just work, making them just work, and allowing developers to go in and really just focus on their aspects, the layouts that they want to make, and really spend the energy there.
Right. Win32, Windows programming doesn't have any layout engines. There's not like a stack panel for Win32 or a grid. It's on you to lay everything out and size everything. So we know you have to do that.
Yes.
Let's make it as easy as possible.
And handle these other things that
Windows provides. Exactly. Right. That's the thinking here. So that is Per Monitor version 2.
Okay, like it.
In addition to Per Monitor version 2, we realize, so Per Monitor version 2 is targeted at you when you're trying to make things easier for you when you are updating your application.
And actively working on it to make it fully support kind of dynamic DPI.
Exactly. But we realize, of course, there's times when there is code in an application. There's applications that'll never be recompiled for various reasons. And there's also code that you don't control or you can't update for various reasons. So we need a solution for those. So in the creators update, we have a new functionality which we call GDI scaling.
Okay.
And what GDI scaling will do is automatically scale GDI primitives and text on a per monitor basis without changing any code. And what this does is it basically says, magically, I'm going to make this application or this window per monitor DPI aware. And end users can turn this on as a setting in Windows, as a application compatibility setting on Xe properties. And they can also, a developer can also turn this on through a manifest setting.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and demo that.
Excellent.
But before I demo, I want to show this slide here. I've got a picture of Device Manager.
Ah.
Device Manager in the Creators Update is using this technology to have its text render crisply. Device Manager is a DPI unaware application. It's never been updated to be per monitor aware. But with GDI scaling, all of its text renders, well, most of its text renders crisply. What you'll see is on the left, I've got Device Manager not being GDI scaled on a high DPI monitor. On the right, Device Manager being scaled on a high DPI monitor with GDI scaling. And you can see most of the text in Device Manager is scaling properly. But notice that the bitmaps, the icons for each item in this tree, are still blurry because they're still bitmaps and we just stretch those.
So as a developer, I could go in and change those out and make them better, but obviously for the text rendering, that's something that is, you know, very jarring to the user when they see this horrible blurry text. So now
right. As a developer, we would hope that if you were updating your application, you would use per monitor version 2 and get things to draw correctly. But if you're using GDI scaling, we will just bitmap stretch.
Got those.
But one thing to notice here, this particular application, Device Manager, it has its menu, File Action View Help. That's not a standard Windows menu. That's actually being rendered to a bitmap in the application, so it's being stretched. So that's why it still looks blurry.
So like an off-screen texture that's then getting scaled in.
Exactly, exactly.
Makes sense.
So let's go ahead and show that.
Let's see it.
So I'm going back to my application manifest, and I am going to turn off per monitor version 1.
Okay.
And per monitor version 2.
So this is now unaware.
This is default.
We will come up and scale it using DWM.
We will scale it using GDI scaling.
Okay. You're going to show it first, though, before we turn that on, right?
Okay, yeah, sure. Let's go ahead and run that before GDI scaling. Now, I run this on my primary monitor, and you can see that it's reporting that it's 96 DPI, and it's blurry on this monitor. Now, I'm going to turn this off, kill the application, and... Oops. Uncomment this property, which says GDI scaling.
Great. So now we turn on GDI scaling.
Mm-hmm. GDI scaling is true. Run the application. And you see on my monitor, which is 200% scaling, the application still thinks it's 96. From its perspective, I'm still 96 DPI. But we are scaling everything under the hood, and the text looks crisp.
Right.
Now notice that the checkbox and the radio button, they're still blurry because they're still bitmaps.
But okay. as we drag it between these two different monitors, the text is remaining.
Re-rendering, yeah.
So as a developer, I've taken my GDI application, I've essentially added a manifest setting, my text and layouts are all preserved, and now the text looks great. And if I wanted to go in and just tweak some of the assets, maybe replace some of the bitmaps, I could do that little very small thing. And ultimately have a much better experience for the end user.
Well, not with GDI scaling. You can't do the bitmap part with GDI scaling. Because when you are running in GDI scaling, you think you're unaware. So there wouldn't be an opportunity for the developer to say, oh, when I am running GDI scaling, use this. That's something we'll look at for the future.
Okay, makes sense.
That would be really cool. Because we could say, you're running GDI, you're running unaware, but you're GDI scaled. Give me the bigger bitmap.
Got it. Love it.
That'd be cool. So that's what I wanted to show. That's kind of a summary of what's in the Creators Update.
Great.
And again, the point is reducing your cost to make it easier for you to update your application.
Love it. Very cool. Okay, so what do we go to now? Where can our audience go to find out more information about this?
Yep. So first of all these bits are available in Insider Builds and in the Insider SDK.
Got it.
And I also have a blog post about subprocess DPI awareness, which is a good read. And there'll be a new blog post soon about the Creators Update improvements. You can also you'll be able to get this demo on GitHub. And I put a link to the anniversary update version of this sample project. But the Creators Update version will be available soon.
Great.
And you can always tweet us at Windows UI.
Yeah, please send us your tweets. Awesome. Well, thanks very much, Peter.
Thank you, James. And thank you, everyone.